Chapter 5 Sephora paused only long enough to snatch a pick and a brush from the equipment tent, which had been knocked askew by the sandstorm, but was still reasonably intact. Then she went scrambling up the side of the hill of Thombo, with Balak ponderously hauling himself right behind her. Young Eyeless 18 had appeared from the shelter by the cliff now, and he stood below, staring up at them. Thuvik and his corps of workmen were a little farther back, watching, scratching their heads in puzzlement. "Watch out!" Sephora called to Balak, when she had reached the beginning of the open gouge in the hill that the sandstorm had carved. "I'm going to run a trial cut."
"Shouldn't we photograph it first and—"
"I told you to watch out," she said sharply, as she dug her pick into the hillside and sent a shower of loose soil tumbling down onto his head and shoulders. He jumped aside, spitting out sand. "Sorry," she said, without looking down. She cut into the hillside a second time, widening the storm gouge. It wasn't the best of technique, she knew, to be slashing away like this. Her mentor, Grand Old Shelbeck, was probably whirling in his grave. And the founder of their science, the revered Galdo 221, no doubt was looking down from his exalted place in the pantheon of archaeologists and shaking his head sadly. On the other hand, Shelbeck and Galdo had had chances of their own to uncover whatever lay in the hill of Thombo, and they hadn't done it. If she was a little too excited now, a little too hasty in her attack, well, they would simply have to forgive her. Now that the seeming calamity of the sandstorm had been transformed into serendipitous good fortune, now that the apparent ruination of her career had turned unexpectedly into the making of it, Sephora could not hold herself back from finding out what was buried here. Could not. Absolutely could not. "Look," she muttered, knocking a great mass of overburden away and going to work with her brush. "We've got a charred layer here, right at the foundation level of the Cyclopean city. The place must have burned clear down to the stone. But you look a little lower on the hill, and you can see that the crosshatch-style town is sitting right under the fireline. The Cyclopean people simply plunked this whole monumental foundation down on top of the older city."
"Sephora," said Balak uneasily.
"I know, I know. But let me at least begin to see what's here. Just a quick probe now, and then we can go back to doing things the proper way." She felt as though she were perspiring from head to toe. Her eyes were starting to ache, so fiercely was she staring. "Look, will you? We're way up on top of the hill, and we've already got two towns. And it's my guess that if we unzip the mound a little further, someplace around where we'd expect to find the foundations of the crosshatch people, we'll—" "Yes, yes! There! By darkness, will you look at that, Balak? Just look!" She pointed triumphantly with the tip of her pick. Another dark line of charcoal was apparent, near the foundations of the crosshatch-style building. The second highest level had also been destroyed by fire, just as the Cyclopean one had. And from the way things looked, it was sitting atop the ruins of an even older village. Balak now had caught her fervor, too. Together, they worked to lay bare the outer face of the hill, midway between ground level and the shattered summit. Eyeless called up to them to ask what on Calgash they were doing, but they ignored him. Aflame with eagerness and curiosity, they cut swiftly through the ancient packing of wind-blown sand, moving 3 inches farther down the hill. 6, 8.
"Do you see what I see?" Sephora cried after a time. "Another village, yes. But what kind of style of architecture is that, would you say?"
She shrugged.
"It's a new one on me."
"And me, too. Something very archaic, that's for sure."
"No question of it. But I think it's not the most archaic thing we've got here, not by plenty."
Sephora peered down toward the distant ground.
"You know what I think, Balak? We've got 5 towns here. 6, 7, maybe 8. Each one right on top of the next. You and I may spend the rest of our lives digging in this hill."
They looked at each other in wonder.
"We'd better get down and take some photos now," he said quietly. "Yes. Yes, we'd better do that."
She felt almost calm, suddenly. Enough of this furious hacking and slashing, she thought. It was time to go back to being a professional now. Time to approach this hill like a scholar, not a treasure hunter or a journalist. Let Balak take his photographs, first, from every side. Then take the soil samples at the surface level and put in the first marker stakes, and go through all the rest of the standard preliminary procedures. Then a trial trench, a bold shaft right through the hill to give us some idea of what we've really got here. And then, she told herself, we'll peel this hill layer by layer. We'll take it apart, carving away each stratum to look at the one below it, until we're down to virgin soil. And by the time we're done with that, she vowed, we'll know more about the prehistory of Calgash than all my predecessors put together have been able to learn since archaeologists first came here to Beklamot to dig.